Nate Pearson takes the next step, the final step, before the jump to the big leagues. How impressed have you been by Nate, and what did you see from him in 80-plus innings at AA this year?
What impressed me most about Nate has nothing to do with, why everybody loves Nate, with the 102 and the power slider. What impressed me the most about Nate was the type of kid he is. Total character kid, work ethic off the charts. Very coachable, very receptive, very open-minded. All those attributes that, from a pitching coach standpoint, you love for a kid to have, he has them. I mean, the stuff is the stuff, it comes as advertised. But it's all the other stuff that impresses me about Nate.
Vince, I'm wondering if you progress up the chain in the minors to get to the big leagues. Obviously, it's a big jump making it to the show, but what about AA to AAA? What's that challenge like, especially for a pitcher?
Aside from just getting used to the major league balls now that are AAA, I don't think it's really that big a deal, personally. I myself went from AA to the big leagues. And, I guess the only thing is just another place to pitch. Often when I get calls, if the guy's ready to move to AAA, I always say that's the wrong question. I'm like, we're in AA and the guys are doing well and he's checking off boxes. My question would be that the question needed to be asked, is he ready for the big leagues?
Is he ready for the big leagues?
Yes. How do you like that? Was that quick?
That was quick. No fence sitting there. We got to like that for sure.
So you'd put him in a major league rotation, Vince, today?
I wouldn't hesitate if that's your question.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is essentially what I was asking. I mean, that is exciting news then for Blue Jays fans. Is the move then to Buffalo just... The one thing that we have talked about on this program, Vince, is the fact that Nate has thrown, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 83-ish innings so far this year. And given the injury that he had last year, the bump has been significant. How important is it to manage percentage increase of innings load year over year? Do you buy into that? What do you feel about that whole notion?
I do buy into it, but I think you also have to use your eye test as like the lead in on that. I know last year we had that example with TJ Zoik, who almost doubled his innings from the year prior, but we had eyes on, hands on, monitoring his workload, skipped him a start so that he was able to pitch in the playoffs for us here in New Hampshire. And he hit all the criteria as far as, the monitoring was good, feels good, from a physical standpoint, he's good. But I do buy into it because, we're looking long term here. We want Nate to be a big fixture in the Toronto rotation for many, many years. And this year it's all about Nate just pitching, getting his innings in. Doesn't matter where.
With Vince Horstman, who is the pitching coach of AA New Hampshire, Nate Pearson has worked under Vince all season long, has just been promoted over the weekend to AAA Buffalo. He throws incredibly hard, Vince, and yet... And look, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that I've watched him work consistently, but we see footage, whether it be on Twitter or the odd sports highlight show may show some minor league clips. His delivery for a guy who throws that hard looks incredibly compact to me. Can you describe Pearson's delivery for us?
Well, he just comes out of the stretch. And when we first started working together, I asked him about that. And he said when he was out of the windup like the year before, he just felt like he didn't command his body as good as he needed to. So he just went with a little more simplified kind of form. And since then, he's just like, I throw better out of the stretch. I feel good out of the stretch. The most important pitches I make in the course of the game are out of the stretch. I'm just going to master it. And that's really how that kind of came about.
I'm wondering, Vince, in the development of elite pitchers in the minors. So it's obviously in hitters in a lot of cases. I know it's not quite that simple, but they got to learn to hit all kinds of pitches or else that's all they're going to see is the pitch they struggle with. What about guys getting to that next level as far as pitching prospects? What generally are the keys to the guys that make it?
Well, obviously command of the fastball, a secondary pitch, whether it be a slider or breaking ball that they can throw, in a leverage count or in a hitter's count, so something other than a fastball in a fastball count. You're looking at poise, mound presence, the work habits, you know, the whole gamut as far as, like, you know, it's not just so much about what the pitcher has, but when he's out there performing, does it look like a major league on the mound? In other words, Nate Pearson's pitching in Double A, but does it look like he could be Nate Pearson pitching in Toronto? And, you know, for the most part, all season long, it's that. He looks the part.
Can you take us through the plan to this point this year, Vince? Because earlier on, I think, and correct me if I'm off on any of this, but Nate was throwing five innings in a start, and then he'd be backed off to two innings for the next start. Then it was kind of five again, two again. How did that get mapped out? And did you pivot off of that as the summer wore on?
Well, that was mapped out in spring training as far as trying to control Nate's workload because of the injury last year. You know, he had a set amount of innings that they wanted him to pitch this year. So it's just a way of trying to manage that. And as the season progresses, you know, he's at the point now where he's just like every other guy. He's allowed 100 pitches, 105, and let's see how far you can go.
Hey, Vince, I'm curious now that you coach and mentor young prospects, who are the guys that help Vince Horstman the most?
Wow. Honestly, the person that I can say has been the biggest influence in my coaching career has been my wife, Tiffany. Hands down.
How so?
Just because she makes sure that I keep it real. In other words, just make sure that I'm humanizing it. You know, I give the guys birthday cards, talk to them like people and not like market orders or just, I guess it's just a way to treat people. You know, treat them the way I want to be treated. And it's been kind of my thing for the last few years. I think if you polled the majority of the pitchers that worked with me, they probably have nothing but good things to say. But again, I treat everybody as an individual. I'm there. I'm there for each and every kid, whatever they need. I still have kids reach out that are with other organizations or have moved on in life and reach out and just to say hi. So when you can impact somebody like that in their life, for me, the baseball is the secondary part. If I can help a young man become a man, you know, how to be a better dad or how to be a good husband, if I had to say I wanted a legacy, it's Vince Horstman, the baseball player, or Vince Horstman, the leader, the positive influence on a kid's life, impactful, not just on the baseball field, but as they move forward in their life and go on and become dads and so on and so forth, then that's what I'd rather be known as, not the baseball coach. Good. It's just what I do. It's not who I am.
Good man. Vince Horstman, pitching coach of Double A New Hampshire. Two names for you. Patrick Murphy, how is he coming along with the delivery adjustment because of the toe tap thing being illegal at the big league level? And Joey Murray, who started the year at Single A Dunedin and is now with you guys, how's he looked?
Okay, Patrick Murphy first. He's doing a pretty good job. You know, he had a little setback with an injury. But he's got a simulated game tomorrow, a two-inning simulated game, and right now he's on schedule to pitch on Saturday, a couple innings in the game. The toe tap, it's a struggle. You know, some days it's really good, and other days it's not quite as good. So it's just something we're going to continue to work on. We have video on him, just talk about his mindset, what he needs to do in order to kind of eliminate that from a mental standpoint. And Joe Murray, he's unbelievable. He gets more swings and misses on 88 to 90 mile an hour fastballs up in the zone than anybody I've ever seen in my life. It looks like he's throwing 110 up there. That he just can't get to it. Very impressed with Joe and how he's handled his Double A experience and the fact that he's gone through three levels this year. Exciting.
Vince, thanks so much for taking some time today and offering us insight. We appreciate it and hope to catch up again with you in the not-too-distant future.
All right, make sure you send me some ketchup chips and a coffee crisp, okay? I miss Canada. I miss my home.
Okay, and Swish LA as well. A half chicken is headed your way. All right.
Oh, and maybe a Hardee's burger.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Vince. The care package is in the mail.
Vince. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to hold you to it now.
Uh-oh.